Surprisingly enough, we're going to move into our regular agenda now. Action item number two, discussion and possible action on hiring firm to survey Brazos River Authority property at Possum Kingdom, presented by John Baker.
Initially, we had thought that it probably would not be necessary for us to survey the property prior to the sale, and at that time it would be surveyed, and whomever the purchaser was, they would be responsible for the survey. They found some very compelling reasons to go ahead and have the survey of the property in order that we can better describe the property and remove the uncertainty of whatever one might be bidding on. We have, on a kind of accelerated time frame, began to try to understand what it would take to get that property surveyed. We would have to do an RFP and negotiate a scope of work and a fee. In order for us to get some information, we contacted a survey firm that is a subsidiary of one of the engineering firms that we've done some business with, to ask them to help us. ServCon and is the name of the company. They're housed in Houston. Jay is right over here. He is with ServCon. And should you have specific questions about how they would approach it, he will be able to answer those. We do have a couple of slides that are similar to what some of you have seen before. Don't we? This is a look at Possum Kingdom in its entirety. The green is BRA property, but within the FERC boundary. And you should see, we have a good deal of property within the upper reaches of the reservoir, but do not have anything in that area that's outside the FERC property. As you get down toward the main body of the lake, this would be the dam. This is a state park. The island. You see the yellow properties, that is the property that we own that is outside the FERC property that's in question today. We asked ServCon what it would, how much time would be required, and they told us that with a major effort, 6 months to get that property surveyed. If you look at, we've estimated, based on some of our GIS technology, that the boundary of all of the yellow properties collectively is 167 miles. You would, in addition to that, have to survey the 1,000-foot contour level, which would probably be the more complex of the part of the survey. So, as someone earlier said, you'd have the 1,000-foot contour line, the setback of approximately 25 foot for most properties, not all, and then the outside boundary. The outside boundary has been surveyed in the past and would be the simpler of the three boundaries to establish. We will put the RFP out for that service. That's assuming that you ask us to go forward and begin that process. It could be that this will be the process that will that will be the big determination in how quick we're able to do the project. Wonder if there are any questions.
Can I explain how this would transition into FERC and the upcoming relicensing?
We do have to have the FERC boundary surveyed by 2013? Okay. The survey on the 85 acres that we will do in conjunction with this project would go toward that goal. A rough estimate of the total amount of FERC boundary would be 350 or so miles. So this would just be a small part of what we'd have to do. It'd be a significant part, maybe 25 to 30%. But we at some point do have to do that. The other thing that I didn't mention is the survey. We do have a significant number of encroachments from the BRA property outside the FERC zone. People have constructed things down into the FERC area, and part of the survey responsibility or scope would be to identify that.
Are you going to talk about how many of that we thought the number was when it grew?
Yeah, we asked ServCon what kind of a number we ought to put into our resolution for the purposes of securing that service. They've had to do kind of a quick and dirty analysis. In fact, Jay went up to PK yesterday and drove the boundaries to get a little better understanding of what that property looked like. They have, he's indicated that he thought it could be done for $1.25 million. And so that's what we've put into the resolution.
And John, just to be clear, this is going to be a portion of what's going to be required for us anyway as part of our FERC relicensing.
I'm sorry?
Yes, 85 acres.
Just to reiterate, this is going to be part of a required part of what we're going to have to do anyway for FERC, for our FERC relicensing. So it's not like this is...
And for the new members, you think, how in the world could you not have a survey of this land? Never happened. Tried to do it a couple years ago, never happened. So in order to, whether it be sale or whether you just know what you have, you ought to do a survey. It costs a lot of money.
Now this is just a boundary survey.
This is just a boundary survey.
No road.
Correct.
And this survey will suffice in 2019.
No.
We'll have parts of it. So we'd have to have it updated.
Yes.
I don't think for the 85 acres that we would have to have it.
But there's more than 80.
The part we're having done will meet those standards.
Yes.
Yeah.
John, will they be putting permanent markers in, monuments and everything?
Didn't y'all see some monuments up there yesterday?
Will they be installing somewhere along the boundary?
Yes, all corners will essentially be monuments.
Again, let's make sure we're clear. We don't have a contract with them. We just made, we went up and said, give us a wag to where we can come back in and intelligently talk to the board and say, here's what we think it's going to be.
Now you may have said this, so apologize if I didn't hear. Does it include improvements or not?
No, it does not.
Just a boundary.
Show where the improvements encroach into the park zone.
Okay, so it'll show improvements in FERC.
It'll show FERC land. Improvements, I'm not going to say it. You got FERC land and you got space offset from FERC and then the outer boundary. You got three lines, is that what I'm understanding? But that's FERC.
25-foot back
off of that.
In most cases, right. FERC than the outside.
Okay.
And under a divestiture scenario, outside of what we talked about today, a case-by-case divestiture, we'd have to do this as well, correct?
We do eventually have to do the survey of the park.
I'm saying if Senate Bill 1326 had passed in the last session, would we have had to have done this?
Yes.
Yes.
And it would probably have to be more detailed than this.
Absolutely.
So, in a scenario where we divest individually, we're talking about a number much higher than the 1.25.
Right.
Unless you sell it all in one piece.
Yeah, well, I'm just
But if, like Wade said, if we did the individual lot by lot divestiture, you're talking 1,500 some odd surveys with might fit in.
I mean, we could be looking at another $2 million to do the roads and the individual lots.
I asked Jay that question this morning, and he didn't want to give me a hard time.
Can't understand that.
A bit less than that.
John, I've asked Jay to just give his impression of what he saw yesterday.
Okay. First of all, let me introduce myself. Jay K9, president of ServCon. Brief history on me. I graduated from Purdue University with a bachelor's in land surveying. Started at ServCon in 82, became licensed registered surveyor in 85. Appreciate the invitation to talk today. Went out and looked at the site. What I proposed that a surveyor needs to do on this for this project would be to, he has to run out that 1,000-foot elevation relative to the dam, to the spillway, to the project, pull back the 25-foot and establish that 25-foot FERC boundary, which that is, and then tie in any encroachments, any properties that encroach into the FERC boundary. That's probably the hardest part of the project. The rest of it is typical boundary surveying, you know, finding the old monuments that are inland, establishing that property. You know, I looked at it. It looks like, and I'd put the numbers to it roughly, a couple different scenarios. I'm looking at 300 field party days, about 6 months of a survey manager to manage it, two or three technicians on the ground and in the office putting it together. And that's to do a boundary survey with the encroachments along the FERC line.
And the question or the proposal, it'd take a lot more to go back in and identify the each individual property line.
Yeah, initially that was approached to us to do a, we were looking at doing initial lease surveys. And yeah, it was going to be a lot more. I never did quantify that.
You didn't quantify that, but we did discuss what it would take potentially to do the roads.
Right. And then I added, it was another, I think it was 60 miles of roadway, and we talked about, if a title commitment is on each of these tracks, that they would, you know, they would want to assure ingress and egress, so there'd also, there'd be surveys of the roadways out to the main highway, and we were looking at about another $200,000 to that and the utility easements. So it was just under 1.5.
So 1.5 to add the roads, another couple hundred thousand to throw the roads and the easements in there. And then, and I won't hold you to this, any kind of a ballpark to survey each individual lot?
Well, if that's all done, then you could, you know, you could survey the individual lots for just a few hundred dollars each.
Okay.
If all that preliminary work's done, because you've got, now you have control throughout the whole project. You know where half or know where most of the property corners on the perimeter are.
How do we know what the person has leased now if it's never been surveyed? In other words, I've got a piece of property there and it's leased. How do we know?
We do have means
about
descriptions.
How?
Okay. I guess some of them didn't know because they're built on each other.
Okay.
I want to, Phil said it, I want to say it again. We have not done an RFP. ERCOT hasn't been selected. I'm sure that they will be interested and probably will propose. The prices that we've got here are the numbers that we've got from them. You understood from this morning that once you select someone, you go through a negotiating process. So I'm going to do not put it out to bid. Just have to negotiate with the one who's selected. We don't come to a reasonable solution, we go to the next one.
Great. Any more questions? John, if you would, please read the resolution.
The following resolution is presented for the consideration of the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its May 20th, 2008 meeting. We have resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, C. CEO to negotiate and execute a contract for survey services at Possum Kingdom Lake for an amount not to exceed $1.25 million.
Heard the reason of the resolution. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Falls, seconded by?
Johnson.
Johnson. Please poll the board.
I have a quick question. Is this plugged into our existing budget?
Yeah, where's the money come from?
Yeah.
We do have some money that's in that project, in a balance that carries through the balance of this fiscal year, and we will have to include that.
Okay, are we robbing any of our existing projects to fund this?
We have about, as John said, depending on the timing of this project, it sounds like this project's going to go in fiscal year 2009. To some extent,
well, given our the urgency of getting something done, we probably would, if we can at all, we'd like to start working this fiscal year, which will obligate some of that money.
Oh,
you said that it will carry over into 2009.
We have about $1,200,000 remaining in this project, in the budget, basically, for the property management aspect of the project.
So the answer to the question is we'll have enough to get started, and then and we'll come back within the budget process in
July. Okay. We'll come back with further authorization.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Please pull the board.
Chairman DeClewitt?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Deer?
Yes.
Director Bellon?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bale?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Brady?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Carrava?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Gilmore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.